Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. A 311 update.
About 300,000 complaints have been filed with the Kansas City 311 hotline since March 2021. Since March 2021, Kansas City residents have submitted more than 300,000 reports to the city's 311 program. Those reports range from potholes and neglected properties to illegal dumping and flooded streets. Trash, property violations, water service, street maintenance, illegal dumping, solid waste services, trees that were owned by the city, sewer or stormwater issues, and vehicles and parking issues.
Governor Kelly is talking about job creation. The governor's office says since Kelly took office in 2019, they've created or retained about 60,000 jobs within the state, and that the milestone represents more than $16.7 billion in private sector investment. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Staying connected is important in today's world. Whether it's hearing the news of a new baby in the family or calling work to let your boss know you're running late, phone service keeps you connected with your world. At AT&T, we know that some Americans face life every day without the comfort and security of having phone service. In certain areas, you may be able to reduce your phone bill with a Lifeline discount if you are in a qualifying low-income household. Additional discounts of up to $25 may be available to those living on federally recognized tribal lands where AT&T offers Lifeline. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call us at 800-288-2020 or go to att.com/lifeline if you have access to the internet.
Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T services, including Lifeline, are not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
Missing your NFL team's out-of-market games? Not a great plan. A much better plan? Switch to My Plan from Verizon and get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. That's a value of up to $449. Get every out-of-market game every Sunday afternoon. Switch to My Plan at your Verizon store today. And for a limited time, get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. It's your Verizon. $449 value applies to NFL Sunday Ticket season 23-24 only. Additional terms and embargoes apply to NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. No refunds.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Crews were working to clear an overturned cattle truck in northwest Kansas on Wednesday afternoon and into the evening. Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Ben Gardner reported that Kansas Highway 156 was closed near Ellsworth while the crews worked to wrangle the cows and clear the area, which is located between Avenue M and Kansas Highway 14. Both lanes of the highway were blocked by the semi truck and trailer, which was lying on its passenger side, and around 10 area ranchers responded to assist with the recovery. Trooper Gardner said there were 76 cattle on board and 13 died, with five of those having to be put down due to their injuries. The driver was not hurt, and roads were reopened just before 8 p.m. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. A new admissions partnership agreement between Fort Hays State University and the Kansas Health Science Center, Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine, or KHSC, Kansas Com, will help address Kansas's physician shortage, as the agreement allows a select number of Fort Hays State University students to accelerate their career path with a 3+4 program. Qualified students who meet admission requirements will have the opportunity to begin their first year of medical school in their senior year of undergraduate studies at Fort Hays State University. And after completing their first year at KHSC Kansas Com, they will receive their bachelor's degree from Fort Hays State University, thereby completing both undergraduate work and a medical degree in 7 years. KHSC Kansas Com is the first private nonprofit osteopathic medical school in Kansas, and partnerships like this support its mission to address the severe physician shortage across the state. This is the fifth partnership agreement KHSC Kansas Com has signed in Kansas and the first with a public university. Other colleges with similar agreements include Kansas Wesleyan University, Southwestern College, Friends University, and Newman University. Students at Fort Hays State University who meet specific course requirements within their undergraduate program and admissions criteria at KHSC Kansas Com will have the opportunity to transition to the college in pursuit of their medical degree beginning in summer of 2024. You can learn more at kansascom.org. Farms, ranches, and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agricultural products may be reimbursed for eligible expenses, as the Kansas Department of Agriculture has funds available for certified organic operators through the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program. The purpose of the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program is to defray the costs of receiving and maintaining organic certification under the National Organic Program. The Kansas Department of Agriculture may provide reimbursements to certified organic operators for 75% of their operation's total allowable certification costs, up to a maximum of $750 per certification scope. And scopes include the areas of crops, livestock, wild crops, and handling or processing. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency awards the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program funds to eligible state agencies who work directly with organic operations to reimburse organic certification costs. And the Kansas Department of Agriculture can reimburse costs incurred from October 1, 2022 through September 30, 2023. And applications are now being accepted through November 1, 2023 or until all the funds are expended, whichever comes first. Applications may be submitted either by mail or email. It is the mission of the Kansas Department of Agriculture to support all facets of agriculture, including lending support to those who wish to market and sell their products as certified organic. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/organic cost share. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
According to an article from Brownfield, Scott Dickey, an agronomist with BEX, said southern rust is spreading quickly in some parts of Kansas, and it's been confirmed in later planted cornfields. He said it could have an impact on sugar accumulation in the kernels, reducing some of the yields if it impacts it aggressively. However, he told Brownfield that he's expecting minimal impact on the 2023 crop. Dickey said in a lot of cases, corn is moving into R5 at Dent in a lot of fields, and once that point is reached, the impact is very minimal. He added that luckily it didn't arrive earlier in the season. According to Kansas State University, southern rust thrives in environments with 90-degree days, warm nights, and high humidity. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, August 7th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The commission attended the vacant lot auction that was being held in the courthouse lobby, as the county owned the lot and elected to sell the lot by public auction at 9 a.m. The final bid was $16,250, and the sale was approved by the commission. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste reported to the commission, and the first item of business was a demo request from the City of Almena. The City of Almena has filed for a discount abatement on the removal of a building in downtown Almena, and this building would qualify as their one property for the year. The demolition application for discount was approved. Ted then discussed with the commission the tire disposal fee. Tires were recently picked up for disposal at the landfill, and the fees charged were in excess of what the county is charging to accept the tires. And after discussion, the commission agreed to adjust the fees to actual cost of disposal. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett and given a second by Commissioner Thompson to increase the tire fee to reflect the actual cost, and the motion passed. Ted reported that the Bobcat skid loader is down and will not move. He said the Bobcat has been contacted, but getting the repairs completed is taking time. If the Bobcat is not repaired soon, permission was given to Ted to borrow the road departments. Ted reminded the commission that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment permits were due by August 1st, and at this time, Ted said they were waiting for the audit report, which is required to be submitted with the application. The commission received a letter from McClaymont Law Office requesting the county pay for the capping of a well. However, after discussion, the commission agreed that this is the landowner's responsibility, and they will have the county attorney, Melissa Schoen, respond. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the July 31st County Commission minutes, with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed unanimously. Wanda Vincent, the Norton County Register of Deeds, presented two bids to the commission for scanning of county documents. And after reviewing the bids, Commissioner Matchett made a motion to approve the bid from Salina Blueprint in the amount of $5,100, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed unanimously. Gene Carter spoke with the commission about Road L from U.S. 283 to E1. Gene stated that the gravel is getting bad in spots and requested the county check into maintenance of the area. INA Alert presented a quote to the commission for security cameras at the shop building. The cameras would have coverage of the shop grounds, fuel pumps, and doors, and the cameras would be monitored. No action was taken at that time. Sheriff Troy Thompson spoke with the commission on department operations, and Troy stated that at this time there are 10 people in the county jail and one being housed in Decatur County. Troy then stated that the Dodge Durango that was recently in an accident will not be totaled and will require fixing, and Troy said that he will proceed with the repairs. The commission discussed bus routes for the upcoming school year, and the commission would like to have all of the routes inspected and ready before school starts. The commission then adjourned at 11:30 a.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Are you looking for a fun and rewarding full or part-time career? Can you imagine having the evenings, weekends, and summers off? Many Kansas school nutrition programs are seeking individuals who enjoy giving back to their community and helping children build their future. A wide variety of immediate positions are available nearby. Contact your local school district or food service director for more information on current positions available. Don't hesitate. Call today. Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education and this station.
Hay is the word of the day, and when it comes to hay, Farm Implement and Supply Company of Colby and Plainville is the answer. Farm Implement and Supply has a good selection of used round balers, inspected and ready for your field. If you're looking for a new Holland round baler, Farm Implement and Supply is where you need to go, plus any other hay and equipment you'll need. Farm Implement and Supply is always ready to serve your new Holland parts and service needs. See them today, Farm Implement and Supply Company, your new Holland dealer with locations in Colby and Plainville.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. A new national cover crop survey finds most producers questioned would continue cover cropping even after incentive payments end, but survey authors say that's not a reason for savings. More than 90% of the 800 farmers that USDA Conservation and Seed Trade Group surveyed said that they would definitely or probably continue planting cover crops after incentive payments ended. Dr. Rob Myers of the Sustainable Ag Research and Education Program at USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture was the lead researcher on the previous marketing year's report.
When 90% are saying they're going to continue and only 3% are saying they're going to stop, that's a pretty strong indication that the incentive is not an issue.
So are incentives necessary?
To get farmers into cover cropping, I think incentives do play a really important role, and they help cover that transition period of the first 2 or 3 years where most farmers, let's face it, are going to have a slight reduction in their net profit because of the cost of that cover crop seed.
After which, yields pick up and farmers may turn a profit. But with just a fraction of some 200 million acres of Midwest corn and soybeans cover cropped, Myers doesn't see savings for other farm bill supports.
Yeah, there are other needs for farm payments, but the fact that a given field may only need 3 years of payments, there are a lot of additional fields that we want to help farmers carry that cost of transitioning.
However, there are some lawmakers who are targeting cover cropped CRP acres for savings amid an extremely tight farm bill budget. Farm real estate values across the U.S. are up by roughly 7% year over year, according to the National Ag Statistics Service. All land and buildings on farms averaging $4,080 per acre, U.S. cropland value averaging $5,460 per acre, and U.S. pasture value averaging $1,760 per acre. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. With high pressure back over the Central Plains, we should have quite a bit of sunshine today, along with warmer temperatures and a few locations hitting the 90-degree mark. A little warmer on Friday and through the weekend, but we should stay below 100 statewide. Some showers and thunderstorms may pop up later today as a weak low crosses the state, and we could see a few strong storms in our northwest and north central counties, but dry for eastern Kansas for now. We have a cold front due in on Sunday that'll bring a pretty good chance of rain to our eastern counties. On the map heading into this afternoon, high pressure is set up over northern Kansas with mostly sunny skies except for a few clouds in the western counties. A weak low pressure system is developing over eastern Colorado, and that will track into southwest Kansas during the afternoon. We still have a pretty good flow of moist air from the southwest making it into our high plains, so showers and thunderstorms will be possible there by late afternoon. Few of those storms might have very gusty wind and some hail. Precipitation should be at a minimum during the overnight hours, with that low moving into the central counties. Friday morning, just a few isolated showers, but otherwise fair. Sunny to start the day, but a low-pressure shortwave will develop in the eastern counties, scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. It'll be mostly dry on Saturday. Moist air will increase on Sunday, with a better chance of thunderstorms, especially in the eastern counties. This afternoon, low 90s in the northwest counties, low to mid-60s for the overnight hours. North Central, low 90s and mid to upper 60s overnight. We're in the upper 80s for the northeast counties. Tonight, upper 60s. Low 90s southwest and tonight, mid-60s. South Central, low 90s today and around 70 overnight. Southeast, upper 80s, and tonight we're in the upper 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.